Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
All right, it's KX93.5, human-crafted radio, and one of the best parts about my day is that I get to have lots of talented musicians in studio to play their songs live. You can stream that online from wherever you are in the world at KX935.com, or you can listen locally in Laguna Beach to 93.5 FM. We also have a free app, and today I'm here with No Darling. He's going to play some songs off of his debut album, which he released last year. After the Rain is the name, and that's kind of fitting. I think we just had rain recently, but he's going to play a song right now. Then we're going to chat with him. Let's get right into it. This is My Side, an original song taken from the record No Darling, live at a Pearl Street studio.
State of mind, as if I'm trying to overanalyze. The yearning that I feel is true, as if I needed such a better sign. Where did she go? After all the rain is gone, I know where you come from now. Yeah, you are on my side. Yeah, you are on my side. Inside your vacant mind, your harmonies, I know they're true. Your truest colors lead me back to mine. Ooh. Where did she go? After all the rain is gone, I know how to reach you now, yeah. You are on my side. Now, you are on my side. You are on my side.
No Darling Live in Studio. That was a song taken from his debut album, After the Rain. The song was called My Side. And No Darling also goes by Matt Olofsson. What's up, Matt?
How you doing out there?
Wrong mic.
Hello, hello, hello. How you guys doing?
I'm doing great. I can't speak for our listeners, but hopefully they're doing all right after that song. It's a really good song.
Thank you very much.
Really well written. I dig it.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
What is so your name is Matt. You're LA based and you go by No Darling, and you just recorded an album, released it last year, called After the Rain. Was that before or after the rain? After that, after the drought.
I think it was in between the rain, maybe. It was definitely after some kind of rain. I don't yeah.
There what
was
does that mean rain. To you?
What does it mean? It means basically, the title came from kind of looking at your life or where you're at in your life, and just feeling having a certain part of your life be kind of dark, and then you're like, oh my God, I've lived this whole time, and I'm looking forward to something better beyond the rainbow, beyond the pot of gold, basically.
Beyond the pot of gold.
Beyond.
Because the pot of gold is not real. So there's something better than that, though.
You're ruining my wildest dreams.
No,
right
I'm
now.
Trying to add on to. I'm trying to. No, not even. That's a great song, My Side. I'm really excited to hear the next one because it has an intriguing title. We'll have to talk about that.
Yeah.
But I wanted to remind our listeners that you are No Darling, and what does that mean to you? Because you're a singer-songwriter.
Yeah.
But sometimes one has to decide whether or not they want to go by their God-given name, if they want to go by a moniker
right,
or whatnot.
Right.
So how come you decided to go by No Darling?
I thought the name No Darling, it just, to me, it sounded, had like a British twist at the time, like No Darling or No Darling, you know, like something like the biker kids would wear, like a little, like, you know, pen sticker on their skateboard or whatever. So it sounded like the music, kind of like a little bit of sassiness, but like with an uplifting kind of vibe to it. And it just sounded like, had kind of a vaudeville kind of twist in my, maybe it's just in my brain when I was thinking, but I thought of it, it just sounded like the music, how I thought about it.
Yeah, and it kind of brings Oh Darling by the Beatles to me.
And that
so that's
kind
of cool. Makes you think of a great song.
Okay, and
which
the main
is good.
Reason why I have it, yeah. Oh Darling is an amazing song, for sure.
Absolutely. So if you're just tuning in, this is Matt Olofsson, a.k.a. No Darling. We heard My Side performed live. That's off of his debut album, After the Rain. And now we're going to hear another one. This is called Tony Robbins. Tony Robbins is the motivational guru guy, right? The motivational speaker?
He is indeed, yes.
So how did he get a song named after him?
Well, it's funny you mentioned that, Zach, because the reason why... a friend of mine who she'll go nameless right now, he always kind of ripped on Tony Robbins. And then I started watching his videos in search of dire need for a desperate plea of attention or search or fame and fortune or whatever. But I began to like him, and I didn't really know if I liked him. I was just kind of questioning his whole thing and just saying, like, is this guy for real? Is he full of beans? I just didn't get it. So then after I got done with his show one night, I go to my bandmate, I go, you know, I really want to believe in Tony Robbins. That's your song right there. And I wrote it in 5 minutes. The song
that's
was
awesome.
Yeah, the song was
I've
written.
I've had the same questions, but you know what? I think he is the real deal.
I think he just has this
mindset, and if you wanna jump on board, it's gonna help you. If you wanna like critique it and be negative, it's not going to help you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
As I've gotten to research him more, I applaud him very highly.
Well, I'm excited to hear this song inspired by Tony Robbins.
It's my self-help song, by the way, kids.
Yes. All right. Everybody, put on your thinking caps.
By the way, this could be very interesting because This will be the first time I've ever performed this on guitar. I'm usually playing drums and singing it. So
really?
Yeah.
Interesting. This is also your radio debut, we should mention.
It is, yeah. We had a video that came out about a year ago, and it's gotten some interest from Buzz Bands LA to be played. Yes, so Tony Robbins.
All right, Tony Robbins by No Darling live at our Pearl Street studio. Take it away, Matt.
All right.
Claims to understand the universe is letting you have three-sided coin, man, you make them want to join, yeah. Brother, you are my kind of man. You make me want to shake your hand. After a while, when you give that famous smile, you kept it all in style, yeah. I want to believe. I wanna believe. I wanna believe in Tony Robbins. Yeah. When all the girls walk by the shop, Tony, 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 you've done it again. I wanna be your friend. I wanna believe. I wanna believe in Tony Robbins. I wanna believe. I wanna believe. I wanna believe in Tony. Which way to go? Not full of thought for tough enough. You go with self-control. You preach so fair, say no to beer. Is it all just for show? Ain't all this clear when you were near? Your glitter turns to gold. So are we pals or no? Just tell me which way to go. Tell me which way to go. Brother, are we pals? Or no, or no. Just tell me which way to go.
No Darling live on KX93.5. I want to believe in Tony Robbins. What about you guys? What do you think? Do you believe in Tony Robbins? Hit us up, 949-715-KXFM. That's 715-5936. Man, I liked that little pocket you went into with your voice up there. That was pretty good.
Yeah, you know, I've been reaching for it, you know?
It was a different vibe completely. I dug it.
You know, I have, I just kind of go there sometimes.
You gotta explore different territory.
Yeah, right.
So if you're just tuning in, this is No Darling. That was Tony Robbins. He also performed My Side. They're both taken from his debut album, After the Rain. You can go get that on Spotify, iTunes. I almost literally said MySpace.
Oh,
that was
weird. Yeah.
I don't know.
Isn't MySpace kind of coming back though? They made a comeback.
If they are, I do not know.
Yeah, I've just been hearing.
I was not aware.
Yeah, you know, I got to get up in the MySpace again.
What was the MySpace, dude?
Tom?
Tom. Was it Tom?
Yeah, it was Tom, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Tom's weird, making a comeback.
He's making a comeback. He had that white shirt with the wave and all his profile pics.
Yep. Classic.
Yeah.
Actually, did you know he actually did study under Tony Robbins?
Tom did?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm just kidding. I don't
okay.
know.
It worked if he did.
All right. Well, we got one more. Before we let you go, there is a show that you're going to be performing up in L.A. towards the end of the month. I think the date is like the 26th.
Yep.
Five-star bar.
Yes, sir.
Up in Los Angeles. Make sure to catch No Darling up there. And if you want to stay abreast and stay up to date on shows and new material, you're releasing a music video this month. So I encourage all of our listeners to follow you at No Darling Music. That's the Instagram and website, nodarling.bandcamp.com.
Mm-hmm.
And we're looking forward to that music video for Shortcut coming up.
Yeah, it'll be fun. It's the most aggressive song I have. And
great.
It's the first time I ever sang into a mic. The first words are the first time I sang into a microphone. So that's
no
why. Yeah, that's why it sounds a certain way. And the producer tried to get me to change it. And I said, you know, I kind of like it. So we kept it.
That's awesome. Well, we're about to hear it. Matt, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me. Pleasure.
All right, brother. We'll see you soon.
Thank you so much.
All right. That was No Darling live in studio. Here's a song taken from his debut album, After the Rain. Make sure to go check it out. And I'll post this full session online at kx935.com as soon as it's ready. Here it is, Shortcut by No Darling on KX935.